أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at Ayah 6 of Surah Al-Hujurat, and it's about fake news. So maybe we could highlight the ayah in our Quran. So let's look at Ayah 6. I've divided it into four parts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. In ja'akum fasiqum binaba'in fatabayyanu. If there comes to you a fasiq with information, investigate it. And we will look at the meaning of fasiq. An tusibu qawman bijahala. Lest you harm a people out of ignorance. فَتُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And then you become over what you have done regretful. So who is a fasiq? The word fasiq comes from the root word fasaqa or fisk, which means breaking the agreement or to leave or to go out. It denotes deviation and thus connotes deviation from the straight path. The word is the absolute antonym of adala or justice. So fasiq applies to one who is defiantly unjust or defiantly disobedient to the laws of divinity that we talked about. Now in the Quran, this word fisq is employed in different contexts. And I'll pick on some of them which are relative to this ayah. This is from Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, ayah 15. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ حَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. When you received it with your tongues and said it with your mouths, that of which you had no knowledge and thought it was insignificant, while it was in the sight of Allah tremendous. Being human beings, we are a little bit short-sighted sometimes, and we see things only in the perspective or in the vision, which is under our control. We might spread a rumor thinking it to be casual and not having any graveness associated with it. However, it is not that the rumor is trivial, rather it is our comprehension of things that is trivial and immature. And Allah is pointing out to us that there could be immense damage to a seemingly casual or trivial gossip and therefore needs to be avoided in all cases and under any circumstance. Involved here is a element of hypocrisy, because in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 67, Allah says, "Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqatu ba'dhum min ba'dhin ya'muruna bil-munkar wa yanhauna 'anil ma'ruf wa yaqbiduna aydiyahum nasu Allaha fa nasihum innal munafiqina humul fasiqun." The hypocritical men and the hypocritical women are all alike. They encourage evil, they forbid goodness, and withhold their hands, they're stingy. They have forsaken Allah, so He has forsaken them. Surely the hypocrites are all fasiqun. What we need to imprint on our tongues is that false rumors, fake news, lying about others not only causes immense discord, but can place well-being and lives in danger. It can damage somebody's reputation where they're unable to face the world. Hence, this is an order to prevent such a great injustice from occurring. The spreading of a rumor is never, ever trivial or casual. They can be done for fun. It's always grave. It always has far-reaching implications. Now let's see when this ayah was revealed. The Prophet ﷺ had given authority to one Walid ibn Aqaba ibn Abi Mu'ayyid to go to the tribe of Bani al-Mustaslik and collect zakah from them. They had newly converted. This was Am al-Wufud, when tribes were coming into Medina to accept Islam, and their leader had asked for somebody to come and collect zakah. When the people of the tribe heard that a representative of the Prophet was coming to their village, they gathered outside to welcome him. When Walid approached the village and he saw all the people gathered outside, he presumed that they had come out to harm him because of his previous interactions with that community and enmity with them. So he turned around and returned to Medina, telling the Prophet that the tribe of Bani al-Mustalik had rejected the teachings of Islam, was not prepared to pay zakah, and they had come out to kill him. When the leader of the tribe found out, they came to the Prophet saying, "We heard that about your representative coming. We went out to honor him and give him the zakah, but he went back. And we feared that he came back because you called him back. We seek refuge in you from the anger of Allah and his Prophet." The Prophet was so visibly upset. And this ayah was revealed because those in Medina had already started making plans of how they would find retribution against this tribe. So in a nutshell, the spreading of rumors or fake news is never trivial or casual. It is always grave. It has far-reaching implications. We are commanded that when we hear any news, first we need to verify it. Then we have to ensure that we make sensible use of our tongues. Let us pray to Allah to make us Ahlul Quran and never make us amongst the fasiqoon. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ